Trump, the Republican Party was about 85% normal conservatives, fiscal devotees, less government types, and about 15% John Bircher, radical Tea Party, full-blown paranoids, and, well, complete whack jobs. The percentage now is reversed. QAnon, Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, White Nationalists, Freedom Front, the list is long and their legions march in lockstep. Whatever happened to the middle-of-the-road GOP is something for historians to analyze for decades. Blame it on Donald, blame it on Hot Talk Radio, blame it on Fox News, or blame it on the lady with the alligator shoes. The truth is that Republicans have embraced authoritarianism, conspiracy theories, anti-vax, anti-science, and moved into their own version of the Dark Ages, superstitious, half-crazed, and apparently convinced government, technology, big business, all are conspiring to enslave them. Reason with them? Not at this point. Let me offer an illustration from the Georgia Senate race where Herschel Walker is in a statistical tie with current Senator Raphael Warnock. When queried about climate change, the ex-football star made his position abundantly clear. Since we don't control the air, our good air decided to float over to China's bad air. So when China gets our good air, their bad air got to move. So it moves over to our good airspace. Then now we got to clean that back up. This is the current state of the GOP. No doubt breathing the mixed up air circulating on the troubled currents of Sino-American atmospherics causes this sort of muddy thinking. Any sentient human older than 8 years old would listen to this mumbo jumbo and decide the person espousing this was unfit to hold a job, much less public office. But the good folks of Georgia, half anyway, plan to vote for a man who obviously took too many blows to the head on the gridiron. At least Herschel has an excuse. I don't pretend to understand what has happened to the grand old party. A virus maybe, bad air, reality TV, onset dementia, lasers from other galaxies, nano-trackers in their bloodstream, who knows? But obviously, whatever the cause, this is viral and spreading faster than monkeypox. I seriously doubt another mask mandate will prevent its spread.